Good Wednesday morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Of course, I'm writing and recording this edition of Walking with Jesus prior to this Wednesday, so as I write, I do not have the advantage of knowing what actually occurred in the Georgia runoff election yesterday, nor what Congress in America will do today. What I do know is the battles raging these days are part of a great war, which has been going on since the days of the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve turned away from God and invited Satan into their utopia. That's right, my friends. While the names of the warriors battling and the battlefields where the battles are raging and the tactics change from generation to generation, the war between good and evil, right and wrong, Jesus and Satan continues in every generation. I wonder what it has looked like where you live in our world. Yesterday, we watched as Mr. Zerubbabel, the leader of 50,000 Jewish exiles who had returned to Jerusalem from captivity in Babylon, stood his ground and said no to growing opposition and intimidation from the squatters who had moved in and settled in the ruins of Jerusalem. This showdown is recorded for us in Ezra chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. If we read the Bible chronologically, something very significant happened between verses 5 and 6 of Ezra chapter 4, which sheds light on what is going on in our world today in January 2021. Believe it or not, I had not planned to land on this scripture in our Walking with Jesus journey today, but by God's sovereignty, here we are, and it fits so well with January 2021. Daniel chapter 10, 11, and 12 are a powerful vision which Daniel received from God in the month of April of 536 BC, and the vision fits chronologically right here in the timeline of Scripture between Ezra chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Daniel was still back in Babylon as an advisor to the emperor. You may remember he had been taken there as a boy from Jerusalem way back in 605 BC by King Nebuchadnezzar's army when they invaded Jerusalem the first time. For 70 years, Daniel has been a captive spiritual advisor to Nebuchadnezzar and the various emperors who succeeded him. Daniel had not returned to Jerusalem with the 50,000 exiles. God had important messages that he wanted King Cyrus and succeeding emperors to know about the short and long-term future, and so God spoke them to Daniel through the visions recorded in Daniel chapter 10, 11, and 12. Today, let's just focus on Daniel 10. Let's join Daniel as he's standing on the bank of the great Tigris River near modern-day Baghdad, Iraq. He has been fasting and praying for 21 days. In prayer, Daniel seeks an answer from God. Suddenly, a vision appears to Daniel. Daniel recorded it this way. There before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of fine gold around his waist. His body was like topaz, his face like lightning, his eyes flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. Only I, Daniel, saw this vision. Those who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled. So I was left alone gazing at this great vision. Daniel chapter 10, verse 1 to 9. Now, does that sound like something out of a Hollywood movie? But it was real, my friends. We've just come through the Christmas season, and messengers from God, angels, play a significant role in the Christmas miracle, don't they? All through biblical history, we have stories of people, just like you and me, who have encounters with angelic beings. So, while rare and unusual, we should not have difficulty accepting Daniel's vision as reality. Factual, historical, life-changing truth. Daniel recorded this angelic conversation very carefully. The angel next said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words that I'm about to speak to you, for I have now been sent to you. Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. Daniel 10, verse 11 and 12. My friends, do you remember the Christmas story opens with the angel Gabriel promising the old priest Zechariah that his prayer had been heard, and that he and Elizabeth would have a son in their old age. Do you see here, this angel, appearing to Daniel, says the same thing. Daniel's 3 weeks of prayer and fasting had not gone unnoticed by God, and this angel had been sent with God's response to Daniel's prayers. Be encouraged, my friends. God hears our prayers. He knows the concerns of our hearts, and he responds. Listen carefully to what the heavenly messenger said next to Daniel. The prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there by the prince of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. This is a very important scripture, for it gives us insight into the war in the angelic world, a world we don't often consider, but a world of beings very involved with all that is happening here on planet Earth, and the war which raged with intensity even now in January 2021. May I explain this important biblical reality? The unnamed angel who had been sent by God to Daniel with the answer he was praying for was detained by an opposing angel of greater power until Michael, one of the archangels, came and battled with this opposing angel. Then the opposing angel released this angel to come to Daniel and deliver the message from God. There are three angels named in the Bible, all of equal, very high rank: Gabriel, Michael, and Lucifer, who's later known as Satan. The unnamed angel who came to Daniel referred to the angel Michael as a chief prince. Michael's ability to victoriously battle the opposing angel, who is referred to as the prince of the Persian kingdom, suggests two very important things. First, that these three angels had different power or authority. The one which came to Daniel was of lesser power or lower rank than the one who opposed him, but Michael was of greater power than the opposing angel. This shows us that the angelic world is one of ranks or positions of various authority and power. Many Bible scholars believe these words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 identify some of those angelic ranks. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The words rulers, authorities, powers, spiritual forces may be titles or ranks of authority, and we presume those ranks are equally applicable to holy angels who reside in God's presence, and the evil fallen angels who are the demons, and the evil spirits who follow Satan in his rebellion against God. These evil rebellious angels or demons function under Satan's authority. Secondly, please note that the angel who came from God to Daniel was a messenger with one specific mission and message for Daniel. The opposing angel, however, was a demonic power which resided here on earth with great evil influence over an earthly geographical area called the Persian kingdom. If you'll notice in verse 20, the angelic messenger tells Daniel he will soon re-engage the battle with the prince of Persia, and later another high-ranking demon will get involved called the prince of Greece. Now think about this, my friends, as you consider the widespread evil in our world. Are there high-ranking, very powerful prince demons who have evil authority over the geographical area where you live? How are those demons affecting the politics, or media, or entertainment, or business, or education, or healthcare, or even the religious groups in your area? Now add this scripture, my friends, from 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. The whole world is under the control of the evil one, that's Satan. And here's another scripture, 1 Peter 5:8. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Do you see these scriptures describe a global war taking place? Jesus is attempting to bring his salvation and rescue from sin bondage to every and any person. But Satan is strongly opposing Jesus, God's word, God's people, everywhere in the world. I wonder how you see this war affecting you and your family in your part of the world. The explanation given to Daniel by the angel sent from God is complex, and we won't spend time today digging into it. Let me simply say it flows from predictions of global leaders, wars, and events which took place within a few years of this event with the angel and Daniel, to some events occurring centuries later, to some predictions of yet future things which may be unfolding presently in our lifetime. Often, biblical prophecy can be fulfilled in multiple time periods. From our vantage point in 2021, we can look back over several thousand years of recorded history to see how God's warnings and promises have come true over and over. These chapters in Daniel, especially chapter 12, warn us that days of persecution are coming as leaders and governments reject God, refuse God's truth and God's standards of right and wrong. This persecution will be most felt by those people in every place in the world who seek God, who want to honor God with their lives and their families, who align their values with God's truths and His values, and who will not yield to the pressure to renounce Jesus and turn away from God. So in closing, my friends, what will 2021 hold for you and me, our families, our communities, and our nations? While we cannot predict exact details, we can predict this war between holy and wicked, good and evil, moral and immoral, will continue to escalate, and God's people will find themselves in persecution. As we close, here's a song that is centuries old and calls us to lift our heads high because a mighty fortress is our God. For centuries, saints living in corrupt times have sung this with confidence, that God is standing with them as opposition and persecution rise against them. O Lord Jesus, please would you encourage my friends all around the world with this great song as we trust you to stand with us as the opposition and the persecution rise.